Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we continued on with our series we're calling Taboo, and we were looking at gender and sexuality was sort of the topic for the morning. The way that I approach that, I told our folks, you know, we've talked at length about sexuality and, you know, the sexual ethic and the scriptures, taught in the scriptures twice in the past probably 18 months in our Me and You series and in our Asking for a Friend series. And so I tried to do a little bit more foundation work by saying, look, I think many of us recognize that there is definitely a difference in what the Bible teaches and what our culture currently teaches around gender and sexuality, gender identity and sexuality. And I tried to kind of summarize those things that, you know, the culture in essence teaches I can do what I want and I can be what I want. What's most important is that what I do and how I express myself on the outside, really it matches what I feel to be true on the inside, that there needs to be harmony there. I need to be able to express my true self. And then the Bible's teaching is obviously different than that. It would say, hey, we were created by God for God. And whether it's sex or our gender identity, and a million other things that we want to walk in relationship with Jesus and then live out our design, live in accordance with the design, the way in which God designed us, and that's where we're truly going to flourish. And so what I did is I really talked about freedom for the morning, about how is it that we are truly free? And I went to Luke chapter 4, where Jesus picks up the scroll of Isaiah when he's teaching in Nazareth, and he says, man, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, right? And he's anointed me to proclaim good news. And the good news, he says, is that he came to bring freedom to the captives, to set the oppressed free, to set the prisoner free and give sight to the blind. And twice in there, he talks about freedom and setting people free. And so I said, look, you know, a huge theme in the scriptures is that Jesus Christ came to set us free. But that says something, right? You kind of ask the question, well, what are we being set free from? And it's, we're being set free from our sin, our broken relationship with God because of our sin. The scriptures say repeatedly that we are enslaved by our sin, to our sin, because of our sin, to our various passions and desires, and that plays itself out in our lives in all sorts of ways, being enslaved by our lust, by pride, by envy, by anger, and doing the things that we don't want to do, but we're enslaved to those things. And Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ came and he paid our debt. He lived the perfect life we couldn't live, and he has set us free. He came to set us free. And so I really wanted us to wrestle and took us on a little bit of a journey of wrestling with understanding how that very different belief about human beings are, the Bible says we're in prison. Apart from Christ, we are spiritually enslaved, and we need to be set free from him, by him, and for him, that is very much opposed to sort of the current cultural belief that's underneath our beliefs about gender, sexuality, and many, many other things. Underneath all of those beliefs is not the belief that, oh, we're enslaved and we need to be set free. Underneath all of those beliefs and the current kind of culture's teaching is, no, we're already free. And it's the rules that hold us down. It's God, it's religion, it's social expectations, it's tradition. If we could just break free from that and do whatever we want and be whatever we want, then we could be truly free. And I highlighted a couple of examples of this kind of thinking, right? I tease a lot about Disney movies. I don't have anything against Disney movies. I think you can watch them. My kids watch them. We talk through, you know, we try to talk through what are the messages of these things. But many Disney movies, when you boil them down, basically come down to that very thing, that like, I just need to be able to be my true self and then I'll be happy. And I showed a picture of the end of Moana. So if you've watched Moana at the very end, there's a whole stack, like 20 rocks, a stack of rocks, these big stones that are flat stones. And her dad explains to her that every chief through the generations put their stone on that stack and that someday she'll be chief and then she can place her stone on the stack. And that's been going on for seemingly hundreds and hundreds of years. Every chief has laid their stone there. And then when she's about to become chief, the end of the film pans to that, you know, the camera shot goes on that stack of rocks and then it gets to the top and she's laid a seashell on the top. And we're supposed to just celebrate that and say, that's so amazing. She got to be herself. But when you think about it, you're like, Man, she screwed over every generation after her. You can't stack seashells. And nobody can put their stone. If the next chief says, I want to put a stone on this stack like my ancestors did, that person's options would be to take her seashell off of there or crush her seashell. And I think that picture is just sort of a metaphor in some ways for our culture and sometimes our, I think, a bit of our self-absorption of just, man, I mean, you just flouted like 1,000 years of your people's tradition for the sake of, well, I just want to be me. And maybe more than that, I'm not saying you always have to follow tradition or you always have to follow the rules. That's not the point. But you didn't think about anyone coming behind you. I mean, I guess you can say, well, I just want them to be able to do whatever they want. But it's like some of them might want to do what the people before them had done. Now they can't do that because you really wanted to put your seashell up there. And so I think it's one of those moments where we see, it's just one example of the many, many, many ways in which our culture teaches us that the most important thing is that you just be true to yourself. You are free and don't let anyone put rules on you. And I said on Sunday, and I'll say now, right, I'm not saying, yes, the rules are what save you. You can be just as lost in legalism as you can in license. But when you come into relationship with Jesus, it does change your understanding of the rules. It helps you understand that, look, when you walk in relationship with Jesus, you are set free from your spiritual slavery. And you come to understand, okay, my fulfillment, my ultimate freedom does not come in doing whatever I want or being whatever I want. Freedom is found in and through Christ. He has set me free. And now I am free to live for Him, to obey Him, and to live in accordance with my design. Let me pray for you. I want to give you an opportunity to think on those things and then take some time to pray for yourself. Father, we love you. We recognize, Father, there are many points at which your word says things that are different than what our culture teaches. And so, Father, when those moments come, will you help us to stay true to your word? God, help us to love people where they are, even when they disagree with us. We are all sinners who are saved only by the grace of God. But, Father, help us not to compromise the truth. And help us, Father, to think through these things, to listen to what is being taught around us, and to think about, Father, how we can live out our faith, love people where they are, and call them toward Christ. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.